Don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us to begin with in the Word of God in the book of Exodus, Exodus chapter 20, beginning at verse 1. And God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself a carved image, any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them nor serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me, but showing mercy to thousands to those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall do no work, you nor your son nor your daughter, nor your male servant nor your female servant, nor your cattle nor your stranger who is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, and rested the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, nor his male servant, nor his female servant, nor his ox, nor his donkey, nor anything that is your neighbor's. Verses 1 through 17, Exodus chapter 20. And briefly, 2 Timothy chapter 3, beginning at verse 14. But you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Father, thank you, Lord, once again for the privilege, the honor, and the blessing we have of being able to begin our day, opening our day, spending time one-on-one with you as we open the Word of God and listen to you speak words of life, wisdom, eternal power, counsel, grace, and encouragement. Father, more and more empower us to be believers that live a life rooted in your Word, a life where we fill our hearts and our minds with your word daily, and a life in which we're, by the power of your Holy Spirit, being hearers and doers of your word. Anoint us afresh with the spirit of grace that would encourage us to be the diligent students you've called us to be, and anoint us afresh with the grace that would encourage us to teach and train our children to fill their lives with your precious word as well. We thank you, and we praise you, Lord. And Father, thank you for us as the church, and thank you for us as a nation. Help us, Lord, as the church and as a nation, to put you first. Help us to make no graven images. Help us, Lord, to not take your name in vain. Help us, Lord, to remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy. Help us, Lord, to honor our fathers and our mothers. Help us to not murder. Help us to not commit adultery. Help us to not steal. Help us to tell the truth. Help us to not covet. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Amen. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our producer is Isaac Jackson. Isaac is going to lead us in a word of prayer at this time.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these moments. And Father, thank you so much for calling us to live righteously. Thank you so much for Jesus showing us and you showing us hands-on in person how we should live. Father, thank you for being our deliverer in trials and for being our strength in temptation. And Father, call us to be more and more builders in your kingdom. Call us to be more fishermen in your kingdom, building good things, serving people, growing in love, growing in sacrifice, growing in offerings. Father, thank you so much for being our provider for all of this, that we can give back something good. Thank you so much, Father. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. We want to continue to remind you about our ongoing project, the Ten Commandments Project, our youth discipleship project. And, you know, it continues to get more exciting every single year. Of course, one aspect is when your child simply memorize the Ten Commandments by heart. All we need from you is a phone call and a size, and we will mail them a Ten Commandments t-shirt for them to have. And remember, it's not about the shirt. It's about planting God's word in the hearts of our children. And that's ongoing. But, of course, the speech challenge, of course, gets underway June the 1st. It runs from June the 1st to June the 30th. And we're, again, encouraging you to get involved with this Youth Discipleship Project. This particular part of the challenge, this particular part of the project is we're asking each participant to write a speech or have someone to help them write a speech based on this year, the first commandment, you shall have no other gods before me. We suggest it to be 3 to 5 minutes, although remember, any length is welcome. And we ask you to use your cell phone or any other device whereby you're able to record it, and you email it to us here at faq@afa.net or to jparker@afa.net with the Ten Commandments Project Speech Challenge 2025 as the subject line. And keep in mind, remember, if you need help writing the speech and don't have someone to help you, call us and we'll be glad to help you as well. And for persons that say, well, why would you help them? Don't they need to write it themselves? Well, writing themselves is fine. But the fact is, even if they... if all they do is read it, the word of God and truth filtering through their mind is very, very productive. So we're glad to help anyone that wants to participate in any capacity. So again, we're inviting children and youth ages 7 to 17 to participate in the project. Speeches, again, are to be submitted between June 1st and June 30th. And remember, the participants, they will receive a free Ten Commandments t-shirt, a bookmark, and a free shipping coupon to use at the AFA Resource Center as well. Last year, I think we ended up with right about 57 speeches. All of them were great. And all of them, we saw God do some great things as we listened to children taking truth and sharing truth as well. So hope that you will choose to get involved. And for more information, again, email us again at faq@afa.net or email me, jparker@afa.net. We are honored and blessed to have with us once again Seth Gruber. He's the CEO and president of the ministry, the White Rose Resistance. And also, he'll be sharing with us about an event coming up called The Last Stand. Seth, how are you today?
Wonderful. Thank you, Pastor Joseph.
Honored to have you on with us. And again, grateful to have you on once again. Would you take time now to further introduce your name? Of course, lots of people would know your name, but then there may be some who may have never heard the name of Seth. To be honest, you're the second Seth I've heard of outside of the Bible, so I don't run into a lot of Seths, but it's good to have you on today. But if you'll further introduce yourself, and then we want to dive right in and talk about what's on your heart today.
Yeah, thanks, Pastor Joseph. Yeah, it's good to be back on with you. Last time we were discussing my last film, The 1916 Project, which was very detailed, shocking, hidden history of Planned Parenthood and its connection to the whole sexual revolution and the war against the family and children. And that will be streaming online soon. We'll be announcing that soon, but people can now order the DVD from our website, thewhiterose.life, thewhiterose.life. We launched the White Rose Resistance right after the overturning of Roe versus Wade. So we're about to approach our 3 years as a ministry since the public launch. Mm-hmm. And we're now the fastest growing pro-life organization in the country. And it's just been the hand of God on the ministry, honestly, opportunities, growth that I couldn't have manufactured. And it's because we believe that unless the church flatulent becomes the church militant, it will become the church irrelevant. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean militant like AR-15s, although I do like my guns. I mean militant for righteousness, militant mm-hmm. to fight and stand against the evil targeting the family, the children, babies. And really what we're seeing is a complete destruction of the family and the social fabric in America. And so we're living in a season of the last stand. It's time for the church to wake up. It was time many, 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 many decades ago, actually. But now we're so close to going off of a cultural cliff that we actually won't come back from. J.D. Unwin makes this observation in his book, Sex and Culture, where he studied, watch this, Pastor Joseph, he studied almost every civilization over a 5,000-year period and mm-hmm. found a 100% correlation between, let's call it sexual unmoored insanity, mm-hmm. And cultural decay until you eventually lost your society. But similarly, he found a 100% correlation between sexual monogamous family marriage-based cultures and cultural advancement. You don't even have to be a Christian to observe this. This is a fact of history. This is kind of Judges 6 all over again, right? When Gideon tears down the Asherah poles and the Baal statues, it's, okay, well, Asherah, Ishtar, goddess of sex, they worshipped her through orgies and unbridled sexual, quote-unquote, expression. Mm-hmm. But when you live like that, 9 months later, you got a problem on your hands, and that's why you've got Baal and Moloch. So unmoored sexual craziness has always been linked with killing babies, actually. Those two sins have been linked since time immemorial. Mm-hmm. What are the two gods of our culture today, Pastor Joseph, if not sex cults and baby child sacrifice? Okay, so this battle's actually as old as time, and we have forgotten. The church has forgotten who they are, the great mantle of Christian resistance that they have, and the stories of the heroes of the faith of the past who actually faced all of these same issues. But unlike the church over the last, let's say, 100 years or so in America, those heroes of the faith, they stood against wickedness. They didn't say, that's political, so I just preach the gospel and we don't get political. They recognize, no, these are theological, spiritual issues. They're a direct assault on Genesis 1. They're a direct assault against the creation cultural mandate. And these are our issues as the church. And so I launched the White Rose Resistance to reawaken and ignite the local church to reclaim their spiritual obligation to tear down the high places, to stand for the vulnerable, the young, the unloved, the unlovely, the despised, and the marginalized. And nowhere does that fit better than the unborn child and the war against the family that the radical left has been waging for many, 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 many decades. And so that's the White Rose Resistance. That's who we are. We're a digital media activism organization. So we make films, curriculum, and then we launch resistance chapters around the country to get the local church engaged. The pro-life movement, Pastor Joseph, used to go by another name, Christendom. Before there was a pro-life movement or a bunch of really good nonprofits, don't get me wrong, like I lead one, before that, it was just the local church being the local church and standing against evil when it reared its head where they lived, and being a bulwark against demonic evil that seeks to recreate the world in its own image and destroy the Imago Dei as we know it. So that's who we are, and that's what we do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Would you share website information if people who are listening want to learn more about the White Rose Resistance, maybe how they can learn more about you, be supportive of you with their prayers and their finances? How could they do that?
Yeah, amen. Thank you, Pastor Joseph. Yeah, we believe that we want to make the local church great again. So we're here to serve the church. For those who want to learn more, get engaged, support us, host a screening of the 1916 Project film at their church, which that exploded last year. It's one of the most popular movies that have ever been screened in the church nationwide. So for either of those, you can go to thewhiterose.life, www.thewhiterose.life. Or to get my book or screen the film, The 1916 Project, that's super easy. It's just the1916project.com, the1916project.com.
All right. All right. Father, we thank you for our brother Seth Gruber. Thank you for the White Rose Resistance and the work you've called them to and the mission you've called them to. And Lord, thank you for the fact that you've called every one of us as believers to be a part of your church, the army of God, the kingdom army that we're all called to be warriors within. Father, anoint us with a fresh anointing today. And Lord, help us to have ears to hear all you want to say to us through the broadcast, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that there would be many that would make it their business to learn more about the White Rose Resistance and about the event Seth will be sharing about today. And Lord, stir every single listener to be more and more open to what you're calling each of us to do as individual kingdom warriors in the places you've called us to serve you in. But help us to know, Lord, that none of us are called to sit on the sidelines. Help us to be about your business daily. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Our phone guest today is Seth Gruber. He's the CEO of the White Rose Resistance. We'll be right back.
From getting through. We do. that you could see it all made new. Is all creation groaning? Is a new creation coming? Is the glory of the Lord to be the light within our midst? Is it good that we remind ourselves of this? Is anyone worthy? Is anyone whole? Is anyone able to break the seal and open the scroll? The Lion of Judah, who conquered the grave, he is David's root and the Lamb who died to ransom the slave. Is he worthy? Is he worthy of all blessing and honor and glory? Is he worthy of this? He is.
Does the Father. The music of Andrew Peterson with Is He Worthy. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our phone guest today is Seth Gruber. He's the CEO of the White Rose Resistance. Seth, as we begin this segment, would you take time to pray for our listeners that they would have ears to hear all the Lord wants to say to them? Probably there will be many who will, there will be some who the Lord wants them to get to and attend the Last Stand, but others who are to pray for it and others who may just want to get plugged into the White Rose Resistance and the kind of things you're called to. But would you pray for our listeners in that way?
Yes, thank you, Pastor Joseph. Father, we thank you for this morning and for American Family Radio and for Pastor Joseph and the team here for so faithfully and consistently proclaiming the truth found in your word and to encourage and to spur on believers to step out boldly and courageously in their faith, in the midst of their families, in their jobs, in this crazy, crazy culture. And we ask that you would use this radio broadcast and our conversation today to reach people who are discouraged, who are maybe angered at evil, and they feel hopeless, and they feel lost at what to do. And we ask that they would be encouraged, they would be inspired, they would be spurred on towards loving good works, that you would even put a seed in their heart for what they should do and how they can honor you with their voice and their influence, their platform, their funds, and their giftings on behalf of the unborn and the family and those who are being attacked. In your name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Well, Seth, tell our listeners about the event, The Last Stand, that's coming up in just a few weeks.
Yeah, thank you, Pastor Joseph. So at the White Rose Resistance, we believe that if the local church doesn't wake up, as, I don't know, Colorado just signed a bill that allows the state to kidnap gender-confused minors or to sue a parent for child abuse if they refuse to call their minor child a pronoun and a name that is the opposite of that which they are and that which they were born. That can now be considered child abuse, and a dad, if he didn't go along with the transing of his own kid, could lose his child and his parental rights because of the religion of transgenderism. That's one example. As states are codifying abortion through point of birth into their state constitutions, and as children no longer have a right to a mother and father thanks to the quote-unquote gay marriage decision called Obergefell, which redefined marriage and redefined parenthood. And now there's viral stories of three guys living together in a romantic relationship, raising children. This is the norm. This is becoming the norm in America because pastors have not spoken up. The church has not stood against wickedness. And so given all of that and so much more that we could talk about, Pastor Joseph, we're doing everything we can to remind the church who she is, who she's always been, that the only thing that got rid of child sacrifice, the sexual mutilation of children, the sexual abuse of women in antiquity, over 2,000 years, as much of that was the norm, The only thing that changed all of that, that reversed that, that turned things right side up, was Christianity. It was believers standing against demonic wickedness where God had put them. We're doing all that we can to reawaken the local church. And so we're hosting an event on June 21st, 2025 in Downey, California. That's Los Angeles County. That's Southern California, called The Last Stand, because we're living in a season of The Last Stand, as we were talking in the first segment, Pastor Joseph. And so we're proclaiming that June is Life Month. This is why we're doing it in June, okay? June has been called Gay Month and Pride Month, as you well know, Pastor Joseph, and that's because on June 26, 2015, is when Obergefell, the gay marriage decision, came down. Of course, they took the rainbow and used it to represent, you know, Sodom and Gomorrah kind of wickedness. But then on June 24th, 2022, Roe versus Wade got overturned. The death sentence of unborn babies, really our fight's just begun, of course. It's far from over because it's gone back to the states. But we were told this was never going to happen. Our theological and political betters told us Roe versus Wade was never going to get overturned, certainly not in our lifetime. But God moved, and he moved incredibly, brother. And so now this fight is more local than it's ever been before, which means we have more responsibility, right? Christians or rhino Republicans can't say, our hands are tied here in Tennessee. Sorry, Roe versus Wade, Supreme Court, you know, sorry. No, it's a local battle now. We have more responsibility and obligation now to protect the unborn. And so we're saying June is Life Month, not just because it got overturned in the month of gay rainbow, whatever craziness that we're told to celebrate and corporations are pressured to celebrate. Mm-hmm. But Pastor Joseph, Roe versus Wade got overturned on June 24th. In the church calendar, something we forget, Christians do have high holy days and Christian festivals and feasts. June 24th in the church calendar, Pastor Joseph, is the nativity of St. John the Baptist. It's when we remember and celebrate when Mary goes to visit her cousin Elizabeth, and the prenatal John the Baptist starts doing backflips in the uterus because he recognizes the humanity and divinity of his prenatal deity Savior, Creator in Mary's womb in the same room. I mean, come on, this is crazy. So the death sentence of unborn babies gets overturned on the day in the church calendar when we celebrate two unborn babies, one of whom is God. June is Life Month, not because I say so, Pastor Joseph, but because God says so, and it gets better. That evening on June 24th, 2022, there was a planetary alignment in the night sky. I'll keep it short. They're super rare. It's beautiful. My point is, a photo went viral taken by a photographer, an astrophotographer, someone who takes pictures of space, of all five planets lined up in the night sky, visible to the stargazer by the naked eye. And this photo went viral. His name, the photographer's name, was Wright Dobbs, D-O-B-B-S. Dobbs is the name of the Supreme Court decision that had overturned Roe versus Wade 9 hours earlier that morning, the same day as the planetary alignment. And the photographer's first name is Wright, like Wright. Right, Dobbs. Dobbs, right. Good. Like, they say providence is when God winks, as if to say, I'm still here. And we believe the Lion of the Tribe of Judah is on the move. And so we're mobilizing and awakening and repenting for our national sin of abortion and retaking June as Life Month. And so we've got Pastor Jack Hibbs, Riley Gaines, John Amanchukwu, Steve Dace, David Harris Jr., Heidi St. John, Bill Federer, Victoria Robinson, Andrew Cedra, Mike Donahue, 10th Avenue North, Kim Walker Smith, and so many more to encourage, inspire, and mobilize believers to take back June as life and host life marches in their downtown city square every June until this fight is over and the unborn child is finally protected. We're making the local church great again. So for those who want to go, you can go to thelaststand.com. That is thelaststand.com. And you can use my promo code Seth10. That's my name, Seth10, for 10% off your ticket. Save a little money and join us as we retake June in the once great golden state of California.
Again, June 21st, coming up in just about 3 weeks or so away. So right around the corner. So would you pray now specifically for believers that they will make it their business to attend, will any of it be available online to be watched or not at this time?
Possibly.
Okay.
Yeah. You may be able to watch it online. We haven't released a decision about that yet, but you'll be able to find all that out from thelaststand.com as we get closer to the event. But yes, I'll absolutely pray. Father, thank you again for Pastor Joseph and for his courage to contend with all of the demonic issues of the day that are destroying families. They're dividing families, actually. They're dividing churches. And thank you for the courage of this program. And we ask that the believers listening today, that they would find the same kind of courage to stand for righteousness and life in their community, maybe even in their church, if they have a woke church or a pastor who's not willing to address the issues that we know break your heart, Lord, and boil your blood. Give them courage. If they're supposed to be at this event, work it out to bring them there. But we ask that this event would have a huge impact for the kingdom of God and that local believers would be awakened. We actually need to learn to hate evil again. And give us your heart to hate the things that you hate and to love the things that you love. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Seth. I want to take a moment. I want to share just a portion of Joshua 1 for our listeners. Joshua 1, starting at verse 1. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land I'm giving to them, the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you, as I said to Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites and to the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life as I was with Moses. So I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and of good courage. For to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Seth, I'm going to ask you to comment on just this very important point. The Christian life is clearly to always be lived with strength and courage across the board, because, again, the reality is Jesus never called us to operate in fear or in timidity, but we're called to boldly obey him. And that's critical, because the fact is fear is, of course, one of the biggest weapons the devil uses on the church across the board. So would you share your thoughts on that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is one of the things that I get attacked over the most, Pastor Joseph. We at the White Rose Resistance, we have a pretty bold, let's say, take the gloves off approach, pull no punches kind of approach to this demonic culture of death that we're living in. And we encounter, unfortunately, still, even after 2020 and all the insanity of what I think Christians should have learned about what happens when you're silent and you don't do anything and you go along to get along. Mm-hmm. Still, even after the insanity of the last few years, there's so many believers and pastors who I believe are operating out of either cowardice or fear, and sometimes those are the same thing, actually. Mm-hmm. Who, when the library in their city where a pastor preaches and ministers has pornography books for minors to check out, where the elementary school assigns pornography. I just had a guest on my show, my good friend Karen England, discussing all this. This is not just a blue state phenomenon. This is a red state phenomenon, too, where children, by their authority figures and teachers, are being assigned filthy pornography scenes in books to read as part of English classes. I mean, when this kind of stuff happens, where's the local church? Where are the pastors who are going to speak up, raise their voice for the children who need to be protected, whose innocence needs to be preserved? And that's the job of adults. And if the church isn't going to do that, who is? And so I think sometimes it is actually a spirit of fear. I think that many, particularly Christian leaders and pastors, they fear, let's say, the mob. And by that, I mean their own congregation. They fear that if they begin to speak out on issues that are fundamentally spiritual and theological, but they've been redefined as political by the culture for so long, that they're going to lose tithe dollars. They're going to offend, let's say, Democrats in their church who vote for the people who sexualize and murder children. that they've never called to repentance because they've been operating out of fear and cowardice. And so, you know, we see in the, when the apostles are filled with the Holy Spirit, it says, you know, they went out with great courage. Mm-hmm. Right? So when there's so little courage from Christian pastors, sometimes I wonder if the Spirit is involved in their church at all. Mm-hmm. The Bible's pretty clear. With the Holy Spirit comes great courage. And it breaks my heart that there's so much fear and cowardice in the American church that I think is preventing us from doing the kinds of things that might give God a reason to bring revival.
Mm. You know, and it's so critical that we as believers understand that this is really should be a normal part of the Christian life, to boldly speak truth in every circumstance, because just like you spoke of some of the legislation that's going on in our nation, that's demonic and witchcraft stuff going on in legislation that people are simply trying to enshrine in law. And yet, yep, no one can come against it better than the church. And the greatest, the most powerful weapon in the universe is the Word of God. And no one can do it better than the church can. So addressing it as the church is so, so critical. So, but amen. Tell me this too, like as far as like, well, I'll tell you what, we're coming up on a break and we'll pick up on the other side. Again, our phone guest today is Seth Gruber. He's the CEO of the White Rose Resistance, and he's sharing about the event coming up in a few weeks called The Last Stand. If you can attend or send your prayers, we're inviting every listener to do that. We'll be right back. Fred Hammond again with the song, You Are the Living Word. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our phone guest is Seth Gruber. He's the CEO of the White Rose Resistance. And Seth, share with our listeners one more time if they're wanting more information about the event, The Last Stand, or just more information about the White Rose Resistance. Tell them what the website is to go to get that info.
Yeah, thank you, Pastor Joseph. Yeah, the White Rose Resistance, we are the fastest growing pro-life organization in the country, and we exist by and for the church. We're actually an evangelical ministry. You have to sign a statement of faith to work here because it's all about the church. So our website is thewhiterose.life, thewhiterose.life, and the White Rose Resistance is actually named after brave kids in their 20s who loved the Lord in Nazi Germany in 1942 and 1943, who were trying to wake up the church to stand against wickedness, and no one listened to them, and they were all beheaded and killed. That's the namesake of our ministry and organization. I produced and wrote the 1916 Project film, which is a detailed history that exposes the hidden history of Planned Parenthood and the sexual revolutionary weirdos who were demonically inspired. And it exposes how we got to this point in our culture. And you can screen that at your church or buy the DVD at the1916project.com, the1916project.com. And we, on June 21st, are hosting a huge event to take back June. June is Life Month. It's not rainbow, weird, perverted sexual immorality month. It's when Roe versus Wade got overturned, and now the battle has really begun at the state level. State by state, we're going to abolish abortion. This is our job. This is our heritage. And so we're waking up the church, we're repenting as a nation, we're worshiping, and we're inspiring the local church to stand. So that event is thelaststand.com, thelaststand.com, June 21st, all day, Saturday, June 21st in Southern California. We hope you guys can join us. You can get your tickets at thelaststand.com and use my promo code Seth10, Seth10, for 10% off, save a little money.
Amen. Amen. All right. All right. Well, you know, the Word of God is a book of truth. It's truth from beginning to end. And also the Word of God tells us, my people perish for lack of knowledge. I want to ask, Seth, if you'll touch on this reality. You know, sadly, Chemical abortion is the main tool for abortion in our culture today. And I think of, for example, here in Mississippi, yes, thank the Lord, abortion has been outlawed. But sadly, in Mississippi and in all of the other 50 states, because of the tragedy of chemical abortion, women can still get abortions very easily. And even it's easy for high school girls to get the pills. Yet, on the other hand, abortion pill reversal is very much available, yet there's so much ignorance. Lots of people have never heard of abortion pill reversal, and it's been a tool that God has used to save many babies for over a decade, yet lots of people still don't know about it. And the key is the church needs to inform themselves and say, we want to put it in our bulletin and just let people know, because the hotline simply connects that young woman to a local doctor that administers abortion pill reversal. But again, a key is getting involved. Would you share your thoughts on that?
Yeah. So to connect the last two things you just said, the horror of the RU486 abortion pill and the bodies of dead babies being flushed down the toilets of America, which, by the way, that is how the babies killed through the abortion pill are disposed of. Just for the listeners to be very clear, the abortion pill is not... you don't finish your abortion via the abortion pill at a doctor's office or an abortion clinic. That's not how you do it. Thanks to the Biden administration from a few years ago, they instituted what I call mail order murder, but that's a snail mail abortion. So you can order it. It ships sometimes from India, actually, right to a college girl's dorm room mailbox or a teenager, because they don't do very much age verification, which, by the way, also means that pimps and traffickers pose as young women to get the abortion pill, and then they slip it into the drink of their sex workers and sex slaves so that if they get pregnant, they can get rid of the baby and keep their prostitutes working. Like this is the kind of evil that's been unleashed because of the Democrat Party and Rhino Republicans who don't have the courage to actually stand up and fight back in a meaningful way. But we are being destroyed for lack of knowledge, as you said just before that, Pastor Joseph. Just a quick point of history so that we're not being destroyed by lack of knowledge. The abortion pill is actually linked to the Nazi Party. So the RU486 abortion pill, the RU, everyone calls it medication abortion, but its technical name, Pastor Joseph, is RU486. So RU stands for Roussel Ukloff. So Ukloff starts with a U. It's the French pharmaceutical company that created the abortion pill. Okay. Bill Clinton brought it to America in the year 2000. No shocker there. But Roussel Ukloff, who created the abortion pill, they have a majority shareholder. Okay, the majority shareholder that owns Roussel Ukloff is named Hoechst AG. Hoechst AG was a German chemical company. And strangely enough, in 1916, the same year Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, opened her first clinic. That's why my book is called, movie's called The 1916 Project. Ironically, that same year, Pastor Joseph, in 1916, Hoechst AG, the majority shareholder of Roussel Ukloff, they created another German chemical company known as IG Farben. IG Farben would later become infamous for the creation of a cyanide gas known as Zyklon B. Zyklon B is the gas used in Nazi death camps to murder Jews and other quote-unquote undesirables, as the Nazis called them. So Hoechst AG simply shifted from creating poison to murder Jews to creating poison to murder babies. It's the same company. So let's just make sure that we understand exactly what we're dealing with here, okay? But you're absolutely right. The abortion pill is completely unregulated, okay? Yes, there's the abortion pill reversal. Yes, you guys can find those hotlines. Yes, you can point women to that. Amen and amen. However, we need to make this illegal, right? If the unborn child is a person like us, image bearer of God, same dignity, same right to life as any infant or toddler or teenager, then they deserve the same levels of legal protection. This is not complicated. I thought this is what the pro-life movement existed to do. Pastor Joseph, hard truth for your listeners right now. Buckle up. Abortion is legal in every state in America. Now, someone will say, Seth, that's not true. That's fake news. Pastor Joseph, you need to get this guy off your program. He's spreading misinformation. No. It's the weak Republicans in our GOP, in good red states, they have made abortion illegal for the abortionist past a certain early stage, and it is saving some babies. I'm grateful for that. Guess what? Every Republican in all 50 states that have some form of pro-life protections, they write in exemptions for the parents. So if the mother kills her own child via the abortion pill, which gets shipped to her mailbox, she can do so with immunity and impunity. So the abortion pill has exploded, and more babies are being killed now in the last 2 years, bro, after the overturning of Roe versus Wade, than were being killed before the overturning of Roe versus Wade. And you go, wait, what? How is that possible? Because of the RU486 abortion pill, which is killing about, brother, about 63% or more of the nation's children. So over 1 million babies are killed every 12 months. 63% or more of those are not surgical abortions. They are the abortion pill which arrives in your mailbox. So if a female OBGYN abortionist were to kill a baby in an abortion, she could be criminally prosecuted. But if that female OBGYN abortionist, Pastor Joseph, this shows the inconsistency, if she were to get pregnant and perform an abortion on herself, she would walk free. Kill her child with immunity and impunity. Why is it that if a female abortionist kills another woman's baby, it's illegal and criminal, but if she kills her own baby somehow, either with forceps or with the abortion pill, that's totally acceptable and legal in every red, quote-unquote, pro-life state. So this battle's really just begun. If we care about the unborn, we have to make it criminal for all parties involved to kill them, or they will never be protected. That is a little bit of the answer to your question and the horror of the reality of the abortion pill, unregulated and totally legal for parents to kill their own kids, even in North Dakota, South Dakota, Idaho, Tennessee, et cetera.
Well, Seth, our time is just about gone, and you've covered just a number of very powerful issues related to the life issue. Would you, before our time runs out, would you just take a moment to pray further for the church and pastors? Whatever's on your heart to pray for them before our time ends today.
Yeah, amen. Thank you. Lord, thank you for this morning, this time together, this broadcast, this program. And we pray for pastors. We ask that you would put a holy conviction into the hearts of, and minds of pastors who are tasked with rightly handling the word of truth and discipling their congregation and being shepherds. Help the local pastors of America, of small churches, of medium churches, of large churches, to remember what being a shepherd means, that it doesn't just mean feeding the sheep. Sometimes it means that you have to whack wolves on the head. You actually have to fight to protect the sheep. And we understand, Lord, that you are the good shepherd. You are the high shepherd, and your ministers are called to emulate you. And we ask that you would fill them with conviction and courage, and even repentance for those whose silence has resulted in great evil and damage in churches, in our cultures, in our cities, in our states. And you would call them back to you, that they would be in tune with your heart to hate what you hate and love what you love. And we ask for believers. We ask for Christians in America. Many of them are just trying to work hard and provide for their families and honor you, that they would remember that their most significant fight is at home, raising children to be dragon slayers, to fear God and God alone, and to go change the world and turn it right side up and make it look a little bit more like your kingdom that you're bringing to earth one day. And we pray this in your name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Seth, one more time for people that want to learn more about the event, The Last Stand, and or more about the White Rose Resistance. Tell them how to do that.
Thank you. Yes. Check out our ministry, The White Rose Resistance, at thewhiterose.life. You can sign up as a monthly donor if that's meaningful to you, if you want to help us put ourselves out of a job by getting the church to retake this job. And you can do that at thewhiterose.life, thewhiterose.life, or come on to our event on June 21st in Southern California called The Last Stand. We're living in a season of The Last Stand, and it's time for the church to wake up. That's thelaststand.com. You'll hear great, great speakers. 10th Avenue North, Pastor Jack Hibbs, Riley Gaines, John Amanchukwu, David Harris Jr., so many others, and fellowship with like-minded culture warriors that want to stand for life and change this culture and really usher in a culture of life. So use my promo code Seth10, Seth10, for some tickets, and we'll see you guys, if you want to come out, at thelaststand.com on June 21st in Southern California.
All right. All right. Thank you so much, Seth, for being with us today and wishing you the Lord's best on the conference as well as you continue the mission of the White Rose Resistance. Father, thank you, Lord, for our brother Seth. Thank you for his staff. Thank you for the ministry of the White Rose Resistance. And thank you for the event, the last stand. Father, anoint the ministry with a fresh and mighty anointing. Anoint the event and let your spirit permeate both, and more use them to be tools for you to build your kingdom and tear down and destroy the kingdom of darkness more and more. Bless them according to your perfect will. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Amen. Well, as we normally do before we end the broadcast, if you're listening today and you've never invited Jesus Christ to come into your heart to be your Lord and Savior, today is a good day, a great day to be saved. If you'd like to make that step, would you from your heart simply pray this prayer and commit your heart and life to the Lord? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much that you came into this world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess I've sinned and I've done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent and I turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. You said in your word, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Lord, today, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your spirit. Help me to read your word daily. Help me to pray daily. Help me to follow you daily. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer and gave your life to Christ, we want to be in touch with you. We'd like to share with you some literature and resource materials that will help you to begin to grow up and grow strong and vibrant in your new walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. Please email us at joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. And we'll look forward to getting that information to you. And again, please pray much for Brother Seth Gruber and the work and the mission and ministry of the White Rose Resistance, and pray for the event, The Last Stand, coming up June 21st, 2025. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.